Hello and welcome to a new episode of West Coast Sports Weekly. We're your hosts Nikhil, Anish, and Hudson.
Today, we'll be focusing on the Super Bowl and NBA midseason, as well as some off-season baseball talk with Hudson.
To start off, the Warriors are scheduled to play in Boston tomorrow against the Celtics. The official Dubs cam is showing a 65 win probability for the Warriors. The Dubs' Jonas Jerebko is out for the rest of the road trip on paternity leave, while Boston's Al Horford and Kyrie Irving are questionable to play.
After that, the Warriors will be facing the Pacers in Indianapolis, whose star player, Victor Oladipo, is supposedly out for the season.
Dubs cam is showing an 80% win probability for the Warriors, without the Pacers' bread and butter.
In Angelino news, the Clippers are barely hanging on to the playoff spots, while the Lakers have dropped out entirely at number 9.
We have with us a special guest, avid Lakers fan/historian, Mr. Thompson.
Go Lakers!
Do you have any comments on the Lakers' recent performance?
Well, Christmas Day was a great day because I think we finally saw what the Lakers could be, obviously with the addition of LeBron James. We weren't quite sure what they could achieve this year. They got a bunch of young players and kind of a ragtag group of veterans, and there was a lot of questions about whether that group could really gel and compete at a high level. And to see them hand it to the Warriors on Christmas Day was great. I think it was kind of the highlight of their season. However, both Rondo and LeBron were hurt in that game. And since then, without that leadership, it's been a little bit of rough going for them. However, it also has been great for the young players to have some ownership. Brandon Ingram has really got to handle the ball a lot. Kyle Kuzma's had a couple big scoring games in there, and really they've had a chance to work on their defense. Rondo came back last night, and he helped organize the offense a little bit better. LeBron's at 15 games now, I think he's missed. He should come back soon. So once he comes back, I believe there will be about a little more than 30 games left in the season, and that'll be that opportunity the Lakers need to gel and really start peaking at the right time at the end of the playoffs. The West is really tight, so they're going to have to really win some big games down the stretch, beat those teams they're supposed to beat, and beat some of those playoff contenders in order to get into the playoffs.
Of course, the Clippers are holding the number 8 spot, and the Lakers are sitting at number 9. Do you think there's any possibility that Kyrie Irving will come back to join LeBron on the Lakers?
I thought it was really interesting. You know, the story came out that Kyrie called LeBron James and apologized because he thought leading your own team was something that, for whatever reason, he thought that was an easy thing to do. And he learned from a mistake that he made by talking openly about his teammates to the press, which did not go very well with his teammates, that it was much more difficult than he thought it would be. And it seems like he laid the groundwork to rejoin LeBron because the Lakers have positioned themselves this season to be able to sign another max free agent at the end of the season. So Lance Stephenson and Michael Beasley, JaVale McGee and guys like that are all on like 1-year deals, which leave them that flexibility to sign that other big name free agent without losing any of their prized young players. So he's definitely opened the door. It would be very interesting if it happened, especially because of the way things ended in Cleveland with Kyrie asking for a trade and asking not to play with LeBron anymore, wanting to be the man on his own team.
All right, shifting to the Warriors, what do you think of everybody, like some people saying that Klay Thompson might move over to the Lakers and Kevin Durant's on his last year also? What do you think maybe of both of them going and joining the Lakers?
So Klay Thompson's father, Michael, still works for the Lakers. He's their radio announcer. He won 2 championships in the 80s with the Lakers as Kareem's backup. So there's definitely ties. Klay grew up a Laker fan. His dad on LA radio says Klay's not going anywhere. He wants to retire a Warrior. However, I feel like the Warriors themselves know that this may be kind of their last season to have the collection of players that they have. We know that Kevin Durant is a little unpredictable as far as where he goes team-wise. I think he wants to go to a team that will be kind of, again, that idea of his team, because he wants to get out from under the story that the championships he's won with the Warriors are...
And it's basically Steph's team.
Not as legitimate, because he joined a 73-win team, and then with the addition of another all-star. So it could be... I don't think Kevin Durant's going to come to Los Angeles, because he would still be looked at as like already joining a really good team. Most whispers are that he's going to go to the Knicks, sign there as a free agent.
So is Kyrie also. And Kyrie is also,
right. There's a lot of folks that are thinking about the Knicks. I think the chances of Klay coming to the Lakers are bigger than, if he's going to go anywhere, it would be to the Lakers. There's a lot of kind of salary cap maneuvering that's going to have to go on with the Warriors, because with all those good players, you can't give them all max contracts, and you really could argue that there's five guys on that team who could get max contracts. Draymond, maybe not quite, but... Mm-hmm. So it'll be very interesting offseason.
Well, hopefully the Warriors' revenue is expected to increase with the opening of Chase Center next season, and that is in my hometown of San Francisco in Mission Bay. Lakers' next game is on Sunday against the Phoenix Suns.
The lowly Phoenix Suns.
Hopefully that should be a win.
Yes.
And could put them back in the playoff bracket. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Thompson. We're excited to see how the rest of the season plays out for the Lakers.
All right. Happy to be a part of this. Thanks for having me.
The big game is on February 3rd, and it's going to be played with the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams in Atlanta. The Rams have a 53% win probability.
I'm giving my prediction to this being a Rams win for the Super Bowl.
I think it will be the Patriots. We've already seen them in the past beat many difficult teams, and as you saw, their running game has shown up in the past couple of weeks. Sony Michel and the Patriot, Tom Brady has looked better than ever on the field, and I just think the inexperience in the Super Bowl of Jared Goff, and coupled with Todd Gurley being spotty for the second half of the season, I think that will couple to a Patriots win.
My prediction, I'm also going to go with the Pats right here, just because the Pats have, I agree with Hudson, they've played some hard teams. Sony Michel's really peaking at the right time. And, I don't know, CJ Anderson, if he's listed as questionable now, he is really a big piece of this running offense, as Todd Gurley was benched and the Saints win. I really think this is going to be a Patriots win. It's going to be a close one, but I think the Pats will come on top.
Well, make sure to watch out for Super Bowl 53 at 3:30 p.m. on CBS on February 3rd on Sunday.
All right, sports fans, welcome to the baseball section of this podcast. Today we're talking about free agency in baseball and the free agency race to get the key players. The two of the biggest names in the market right now who have not signed are Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. And first, we start off with the Yankees bolstering their bullpen with Colorado Rocky addition Adam Ottavino. We also have, in other news, the Dodgers also getting Ryan Kelly from the Boston Red Sox, who just faced them in the World Series. And the Diamondbacks breaking up because A.J. Pollock just signed with the Dodgers, and Paul Goldschmidt just signed with the St. Louis Cardinals.
The San Francisco Giants just signed Drew Pomeranz in a pretty safe deal. If Drew Pomeranz can show up as his 2017 self, this could be a really good pickup for the San Francisco Giants heading into the 2019 season after two really terrible seasons.
Because the Giants so far in their bullpen search have not really done that well, after giving away Sergio Romo and other key stars for the Giants 2 years ago. Their pitching and their bullpen have not been their strength, as long with their hitting, which has been some of the worst in the league.
The NL Central race is heating up, as this could be a pretty fun season. The Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs, and St. Louis Cardinals all look in position to grab that central crown.
Well, hopefully the Oakland A's, my favorite team, will be performing better this season, as they were usually beat out by the Houston Astros last season. The Dodgers are expected to improve with the new deals that they've signed, and hopefully they will win the World Series after losing the past two.
And with the Dodgers getting AJ Pollock, they're also losing stars, as Brian Dozier, and as you guys all know, Manny Machado is not going to re-sign with the Dodgers. Upset some fans.
Well, Giants fans, we'll see you next season in Oracle Park.
How about the Sharks? Third place overall and second in the Pacific Division.
Nobody cares about hockey, Anish.
Well, the Sharks came off of a very convincing win against the Capitals, the defending Stanley Cup champs, and hey, let's see. They're heading into the All-Star break, third place. They have 65 points and lead every single team except for the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Calgary Flames.
That's all for this episode of West Coast Sports Weekly. Tune in next time to see our predictions for all the hot West Coast sports games.